General contractor Doug Minier is at work on a home renovation and sustainable rebuild.
We are definitely ripping this house apart and rebuilding it.
Instead of throwing all the wood, wiring, metal, and other scraps in the dumpster, Minier makes a giant salvage pile in the side yard.
Neighbors have come by and asked if they could use some lumber for a shed or for whatever they're going to use it for. And absolutely, of course, take what you'd like. That's what we're after here.
Keeping building materials out of the landfill is essential to green deconstruction. Concrete can be ground up into landscaping material, old wood can still be used for projects as long as it's in good condition, and windows can help make a good greenhouse. But not everything can avoid the dumpster. For Minier, that includes drywall, also called sheetrock.
The biggest waste in any construction is sheetrock. And I would love to see the city of Flagstaff and Coconino County come up with a recycling plant for sheetrock.
Many small rural towns like Flagstaff face similar economic challenges. That's why so much construction material ends up in the landfill. Amanda Atchison is with the county's Sustainable Building Program.
So there's great resources for metal recycling, but in general, there's limited resources here in northern Arizona. And so it's finding a source that can take it out of Phoenix or elsewhere, but then there's a cost associated with it.
And often that cost isn't worth the trip for many contractors. Even so, green deconstruction is gaining popularity nationwide. States like California and Massachusetts have laws that require more building materials be reused. Arizona does not have such a law, but more businesses are taking it upon themselves to repurpose building materials, even the big box companies. Brad Guy is with the Center for Building Stewardship in Washington, D.C.
So when you look at the Nikes or the REIs, these types of companies that care about their environmental message, it's a very visible way to communicate that, to use these types of reclaimed materials.
Local businesses are in on the trend as well. When the old Flagstaff Lumber Mill was made into a brewing company, the owners used old beams to craft benches and converted roofing material into the interior design. The Grand Canyon Trust did the same thing when it used materials from an old barn to make a new one. Green deconstruction is also good for DIY projects.
Well, we're building these mini camper adventure mobile kind of things, and we're getting supplies here.
That's Avi Farber. When he's not fighting forest fires, he tinkers with projects, like building drip irrigation systems and customizing his truck's camper shell. He picks up most of his supplies at Habitat for Humanity's ReStore in Flagstaff. The organization collects and sells used materials from construction sites to keep them out of the local landfill.
It just doesn't seem necessary to really have a new material. You know, these work just as well as something new. So I guess just helps eliminate waste.
Coconino County officials say green deconstruction has been on the rise the last several years, even though it's tough and expensive to do. It's a burgeoning faction of the nearly $3 billion a year green building industry. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Justin Regan in Flagstaff.